All right, let's kick things off by talking about what could be the biggest shakeup in the Australian EV market this year, the 2025 Geely X5. At a starting price of just $40,990 for the complete trim and $44,990 for the Inspire, it's already making waves. I mean, it's undercutting the Tesla Model Y, the BYD Atto 3, even petrol SUVs like the Toyota RAV4, that's like major.
Oh, absolutely. It's not just the price point, though. Geely's clearly taken a strategic approach here. This isn't just about being cheaper. It's about redefining what affordability in an electric SUV actually means. And they've done that by balancing competitive pricing with solid features.
Yeah, and it's kind of refreshing, right? For years, a lot of people looked at EVs and just thought, fantastic tech, but out of reach. Now we've got something that's not only reasonably priced, but actually feels loaded with value. I gotta say, it's making EVs, I don't know, way more approachable for the average buyer.
Spot on. And when you pair that with rising consumer confidence in EVs compared to, say, even 5 years ago, the timing couldn't be better. Buyers are shifting from being cautious about new tech to actually demanding features that make their lives easier. And Geely seems to be listening.
Exactly. The complete trim alone is stacked. 18-inch alloys, a 15.4-inch touchscreen, a 10.2-inch digital cluster, and heated, power-adjustable front seats. And this is just the base model. It's crazy, really.
It is. And when you think about who they're targeting, it's clear. Budget-conscious buyers who, you know, don't want to feel like they're compromising quality or features just to make the switch to electric.
Right. And I think that's what makes it such a game-changer. It's not flashy for flashing's own sake. It's practical, it's smart, and honestly, it's arriving at just the perfect time when people are ready to take that leap into EV ownership. And here's the thing, Max. Geely isn't just banking on a low price to turn heads. They've packed in some perks that I think will really catch buyers' attention. I mean, how often do you see a 7-year, unlimited kilometer vehicle warranty bundled right in?
And an 8-year battery warranty, don't forget that. That's a pretty big deal for anyone hesitant about EV longevity. I mean, warranties like these kind of remove one of the biggest barriers for first-time EV buyers, right?
Exactly. But it doesn't stop there. If you grab one before April 30th, 2025, they'll throw in 3 years free servicing, a year of complimentary public charging, a free home charger installation, and even premium paint. I mean, come on, that's wild, isn't it?
It's really comprehensive, yeah. And when you think about what that means for someone stepping into the EV market for the first time, no guesswork, no hidden costs for the first few years. It's a big deal. Plus, a home charger? That's a game changer for anyone who might feel nervous about charging infrastructure.
Oh, for sure. A lot of people are still like, where am I going to charge it? Now, having one at home? That makes the whole thing feel, I don't know, a lot more straightforward, less intimidating.
And less intimidating means higher adoption rates, which is what Geely's clearly aiming for. They're trying to build trust here, and they're doing it by removing as many barriers as possible. Honestly, things like these incentives tend to resonate with buyers who might be on the fence.
Right. And it's all about confidence, yeah? For someone looking at their first EV, knowing that Geely's got options covered, from servicing to charging to warranties, it just makes the whole thing feel like a safer bet.
Exactly. It's almost like they're saying, hey, we've got your back and we're making sure this transition is smooth. And it's working. They're positioning themselves as a disruptor by showing customers they don't have to choose between affordability and quality.
And speaking of confidence, Max, let's talk about what's under the hood, or the bonnet, I guess, of the EX5. This thing's running a 160-kilowatt motor with 320 newton-meters of torque. It's like properly zippy for a mid-sized SUV, isn't it?
Definitely. That kind of power combined with the front-wheel drive setup makes it perfect for urban driving while still being capable enough for open road trips. And then there's the range. The complete trim gets up to 430 kilometers on the WLTP cycle, which, honestly, is super competitive.
Yeah, and even the Inspire variant, with its slightly bigger 19-inch wheels, still pulls off 410 Ks. That's plenty for most people's weekly drive, if not more. And let's talk about charging. 20 to 80% in about 28 minutes? That's just so convenient.
It really is. The 100 kilowatt DC fast charging is a standout feature, especially because you don't usually get this kind of efficiency at this price point. It means you're spending less time waiting and more time driving.
Exactly. And what about the Inspire trim? Geely really went all out with this one. Ventilated massage seats, 16 speakers, 16 max. That's like sitting in a premium concert hall, but you know, on wheels.
Right? It's a full-blown luxury experience wrapped into an affordable package. And it's those little touches, like the panoramic sunroof or the 13.4-inch head-up display, that push it into serious contender territory, even against models like the Tesla Model Y.
Oh, the Tesla Model Y. Tough competition, but I mean, when you compare the pricing, the range, the features, I think Geely's making a pretty loud statement here. It's not just about, hey, we're cheaper, but hey, look at all you're getting for less.
Exactly. The Model Y might have its edge in some areas, but Geely's closing the gaps in a way that's catching attention. They're not just playing catch-up, they're carving out their own space in the market, and I reckon it's going to attract buyers who've been hesitant so far.
Yeah. It feels like this is one of those cars that'll make people stop and rethink what's possible at this price point. It's combining technology and affordability so seamlessly, and well, it's about time, isn't it?
Couldn't have said it better myself, Sam. It feels like a defining moment for EVs in Australia. We're not just talking about the future anymore. It's here, and it's accessible.
Totally. And on that note, I think that wraps our chat for today. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. It's been a blast diving into the EX5, and we'll catch you next time.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the next one.